Okay, Sunday morning, Parshas Tazria, Tovshin, Ayin, Dalid, Mayor Women's Learning Division of Adash Yeshurin. This morning we're going to learn a Mishnah Berurah inside. Okay, I made a photocopies, I think there are enough. If not, maybe just look on with the person sitting next to you. This is a Siman in Shulchan Aruch, known as a Siman called Seder Dalid Parshias. That's what it says on the top, Seder Dalid Parshias. Okay, now, if I ask most of you about the Dalid Parshias, and I say, how does it affect your life, the Dalid Parshias? Most of you would say, maybe Parshias Zocha, maybe I do go to Leining. Don't go to Leining. Last Shabbos morning we spoke about this whole concept of the extra kriya for women and Parshias Zocha. By and large, it's maybe a nice thing. Maybe we've been at tables where children discuss it in the Parsha sheets about Parshias Shkolim and Parshias Zocha and Parshias Porah and Parshias Chodesh, I'm saying this not tongue in cheek. I'm saying this sadly. I don't know about how much of a major impact it has on our daily lives.
Why is it at this time? Like, why everything from these parts?
Why is it at this time? Right.
So why is there an emphasis? Part of Zohar, I can understand.
Let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says. Zok the Halakha Mishnah Berurah. On the right side, on the third line, it says Harishayna he Parshas Shkolim. You see that? And down below, the Mishnah Berurah is down below. Down below, there are two columns. The right column, there's a dot on the third line. It says Harishayna he Parshas Shkolim. Everybody see that? Lezichroin mitzvas machzis hashechel. What does the word lezichroin mean? Remember, past, present, future. Lezichroin. As remembrance of the past, the present, the future. Which one? All of them. No.
Future.
No.
Present.
No.
Eventually.
I would say it's a remembrance of what once was. It's a zikaron. We are remembering what once was. We're doing something now, obviously. We're laning now. That's not the question. The question is, what are we doing? It's a zecher for the mitzvahs machzah shekel sheyizbar b'savuch shemechayam litan l'leshkar l'kavim tamid b'chol shab. Shnia. He parshas zocher. Lizkor. Maisa Malik. What does that mean? Past?
Yeah.
It's the
present thing to do, but it happens.
Correct. It's the present. Presently, we are laning Parshas Zocha to remember what happened in the past. Right? It's Lizkor Maisa Malik. Okay, now, I'd like you to skip down about seven lines. And the first word line is Horevius. You see it? It's underlined. Horevius is Parshas HaChodesh, coming up Shabbos. B'Shabbos HaSamach Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Kedei Lekadesh Chodesh Nissan. What does that mean?
To sanctify
the month of Nissan. D'chsiv B'Torah HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodeshim. Avol ein ze ikur hakiddush. This is not the way you makadish a chodesh. Ikur hakiddush hu be'esri es alavonas. When the moon is seen, she makadish es ha'bezin. In a kriyas ois, ela midarabonan. This is midarabonan. So, what is this now? Is this to remember a past event? No. This is present. Pasha chodesh b'shabbos asom of the chodesh nissen. Kedei lekadish chodesh nissen. Yeah? Kedei lekadish chodesh nissen. So two are events, kriya, to mark what took place. And one is a kriya, I would say, perhaps, not to remind us. It's more than that. It's a kriya to be mekadesh chodesh of Nisan. That's what it says. The Pella. Now, go back. Hashlishis. Go up five lines. In the middle of the line, there's a dot. Hashlishis, he parshis para aduma. V'hi v'shabbos shekoydim parshas achodesh. It was yesterday. Shekein hoya sreifasa b'midbar. They prepared the paraduma in the midbar samuch l'nissim. Why? K'dei l'hazaz bo es Yisrael be'efer hachatos, so that the klal Yisrael should be sprinkled with efer hachatos miyad achar hakamas hamishkan. Why? K'dei shiu toirim. Stop. Past. What is this? In the past, right? In the past. Then he adds on. Lekach, what's lekach mean? What's lekach? I know it's not a trick question. Therefore what? Therefore what? Lekach, koirin. Look at these words, please. Lekach, koirin. Parshazu. Therefore we read this parsha. Lehis palel to David Mufon of Yisborach. Shegam Olenu Yisraik Mayim Tahirim B'mehira. This about the Ovar?
No.
Not about the Ovar. What is it? It's Hove. That what? We read this parsha, L'spal in front of Yisborach, the Davin in front of Hashem Yisborach, Shegam Olenu Yisraik Mayim Tahirim B'mehira. What does that mean?
In the future.
In the future, what? What? Okay, so I'd like to present that in my notes 3 years ago, I spoke, poor you, and I said that Parshas Purim, the laning, is what I said then. We turn the Sefer Torah into a sitter, and we daven from the Sefer Torah. That we should be zeicher to the paraduma, so that we can be zeicher to the korban pesach. So we should be zeicher. Obviously, it means to be a mashiach. Okay, now I don't think I'm right. Yesterday, I looked through all the Mishnah Berurahs in my house, all the sforim that I'm a farish of Mishnah Berurah. No one discussed it. See, I don't think it's the pshat that the kriya is a kriya, so that the Sefer Torah is a sitter, and presently we are davening together that we should be zeichel to paraduma. I don't think that's the pshat. I'd like to ask you the following. Look inside one more time. Lekach koyrin parshazu. Therefore we read this parsha. L'espala l'fon of Yisbara shigam alinu yizrik mayim torim v'mehirim. To daven in front of Hashem, Gamaleinu, and also on us, he should sprinkle my entire bin Mehira. Okay? I believe that the Mishnah Berurah has to be read by inserting another word, not emendations in the gear cells, but I believe in one of the Mishnah Berurahs I have, it says, Lekach Karim Parshazu, period. Okay? And then it's also this power. I like to add a word. Lekach Karim Parshazu, Kidei Lehis power. You know what that means?
In order to.
Not that the laning itself is a tefillah, a public tefillah. But the pshat is, we lane to remind us to do what?
To daven
for what? The spal of Father Yisbach, Shagab Oleinu Yisrach Mayim Tayyarim V'Mehir. Anybody want to know what I'm saying? I'd like to say the following. I'm sure everybody in this room heard of Rabbi Freifeld. Shlomo Freifeld was once asked to be the guest speaker in Hamilton, Ontario, at a shul in the 60s. And he walked in, and the place was kind of surprised that the rabbi had brought in such a person to be the guest speaker. They did not know who he was. He was a younger man at the time. And they were expecting a clean-shaven politician from Canada, from Israel, or whatever. And all of a sudden walks in a man with a round hat, brim up, with a capote or whatever, a bekish or whatever he's wearing. And he starts off like this. He says that there is a famous play in Broadway right now, called the South Pacific, or South Pacific. I don't know whether the or whatever. Very famous play. Can't be that famous. I never heard of it, but okay. I don't like plays too much, anyways. But otherwise, the play in Broadway. And a couple came up from Tennessee. And in Tennessee, this couple were very choshev. They were on the civic board, the Rotary Club. Maybe he was an assistant mayor in this town, a population of 473, involved in cultural events. And he said he's going up, and they're going to see the South Pacific on Broadway. He said, "You have tickets?" He said, "No, I have tickets. I'm going to go there. I'm going to tell them who I am." very chashuv in this town of Tennessee, and I'm going to get tickets. So he goes there for 2 weeks in New York. Goes there the first night, and the guy says, "Well, you out of your mind? This is New York, baby. You know, you got a reservation? You got a ticket? You don't get in here. This place is sold out." They come back every single night for 2 weeks. Yeah, it is. They don't get a ticket. The last night, the guy says, "No." He said, "I told you it's sold out till the end of the performance. It's on here." Nowadays, you could probably scalp, you know, whatever ticket places, but those days, you couldn't get a ticket. So his wife says, "You know what? I have an idea. Let's wait till the play's over. And we'll ask somebody to give us their ticket stubs. This way we can come back. And show the Chachik, you know, we'll tell them, here's the ticket stubs. We were there." So Rabbi Feifel says the following to a group of Jews who were, you know, committed and not committed. He said to them, "Make sure that before you leave the world, you don't just leave with ticket stubs. Make sure you get in to see the play. Yeah?" Kind of blew them away. Now, first things first. First things first is that, as we said last week in Shul Parsha Zohar, Amalek's job is to tell us, Amalek's job, Amalek decided to make this their job. Amalek's job is to tell us, chill out. Chill out. You don't got to see the play. Get some ticket stubs. It's actually good. Maybe see one scene. You're not going to see the whole play. There are many more important things to do. Come to shop, come to shul once a week. Maybe come to shul once a year. And be a nice person and eat some bagels and lox. And chill out. Chill out. Klal Yisrael says, no, not only don't we chill out, we have a Shabbos. It's a Pella. We have a Shabbos in which we take out a Sefer Torah, which is Tama Pella, and we lay from the Sefer Torah. And the purpose of laying is to be a Paul Revere. It's a wake up call. L'spalo l'fonav yizbarach shegam oleinu yizrek mayim toyim b'mehira. I would like to say that really, in shul this week, I'm not saying I'm not going to do it yet, I'm not sure, we should call for all men and women to come to shul for 5 minutes to daven for Mashiach. You'll tell me, it doesn't say that here. It says here, This is the Shulchan Aruch. You know, it was written for all Jews. You know, Shulchan Mishabura wrote this for all Jews. He says, "L'spalu l'fanav yizbarach shegam oleinu yizrak mayim toyim b'mehira." Now, I grew up. I was zeicha in my lifetime to learn in Lakewood. When I learned in Lakewood, the Mashgiach was Rav Nosson Vachvogel, zeicha tzadik l'vracha, a tzadik. If you called up Rav Nosson Vachvogel, as I did every year after I left Lakewood, you called him up and you said, "I'd like to wish the Mashgiach Chag Kosher Sameach." What would he say to you? "I'll take a crack to Shapsel." You know what that means? "You're Jewish. What's going on over here? So it's a whole shul. Nobody knows a word of Yiddish. It's unbelievable." "I'll take a crack to Shapsel" means
he wants a Dvar Torah or something.
No, he wants a Dvar Torah. "Did you buy the sheep?"
"Oh, the Shapsel."
"I'll take a crack to Shapsel." "Oh, the Shepsel. Oh, yeah, the Shepsel. The Shepsel. You guys said Shepsel. She doesn't know what I said." Oh, yeah, it's unbelievable. We need a shear here once a week in Yiddish. Why don't you give a shear in Yiddish? Give a shear about Yiddish. Teach people Yiddish. Anyway, so the Gekreif the Shepsel means, okay. The Gekreif the Shepsel, did you buy a sheep? Why was that? Did you buy a sheep? He was a very funny man, but he couched his Yerushalayim and his words of inspiration and growth in humor. But he meant it. You buy sheep? You know, there's two people in Cleveland who invested and they bought 6 female donkeys. You heard about this?
No.
One of them gave birth to a male and they're going to make Chalamoy Pesach, a whole Pinyan Petach Hamor, the whole mitzvah in the Torah. They're going to make, they're doing it lately. They're going to do it. They're going to make a Gatzah celebration. But the Mashiach would say, Zeya good, Zeya good, Zeya good. I wasn't with the Shepsel. What's with the sheep for Pesach? Er kommt, to kommt nicht. Er kommt, to kommt nicht. He's coming, he's not coming. When we were engaged, my shirt came to Lakewood on a Sunday. After Mincha, he'd have Mincha in Lakewood Sunday afternoons. After Mincha, I brought my shirt to be introduced to the Mashiach, and Mashiach told me to stay outside. My shirt comes out. My shirt was a person who, you know, he'd been around the block several times. He walks out shaking his head. Well, who is he? What? I don't know what he wants. I said, what happened? He says to me, what are you doing here? He says, I came to buy furniture. My son-in-law, he's engaged. My daughter, need furniture. She said, what's up with furniture? I couldn't. I showed him what he's talking about. Ekumt. He knows Yiddish. Ekumt. 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 He knows what he's talking about. Finally, Echad. The Mashiach is telling him, Mashiach's coming. What are you wasting your time here buying furniture? So he said, he said, will name the furniture, Tzeret the show. We'll take the furniture, Tzeret the show. So Mashiach says to Mashiach, ah, if I stay garnish, you don't understand anything. He says, the Levin and Eretz Yisrael with Americanish furniture. You're going to live in Eretz Yisrael with Israeli furniture. You're going to be out of style. Right? You're out of style. Okay, so Rabbi Yisrael, so we really need to take, this is a Mishnah Berurah here. Mishnah Berurah is saying pshat, that we have to remember that we are making a public announcement via Kriyas HaTorah. Not like I said 3 years ago. I think I'm wrong. 3 years ago, I said the pshat is that that kufa is the tefillah. No. Laning is laning. But the laning is l'spalo, we koirin parshazu l'kidei. So that we should daven the fun of Yizbarach, shekam aleinu, yizrak ma'im torah v'meira. Really, we should get together 5 minutes, maybe 9:25 one night this week. We're going to daven for Mashiach. Then I said, maybe we should make it 10 minutes. Why? Because, as I said yesterday morning, it's scary, that for 5 minutes we should also daven that we should not allow the Machlokes and Klal Yisrael to escalate. The machlekes between Freya and Fruma, which I don't like the titles of Chilonim and Charedim, I don't like either title. Or the machlekes between Mizrahi and Charedim, don't really like either title over there either. But Lamaisa, as I said yesterday morning, we're sitting on a tinderbox. So what are we doing about it? I claim that somebody from Yeshurun has the ability to go there to show for a month or 2 months and take off from work and go make peace. Okay, who's going to do it? Pesach. Who's going to do it? Maybe I should really do it. I should go away for 2 months. Leave my family, leave the show, go to the show for 2 months. Now, am I ready to do it? No. Can I do it? I don't know, but nobody else to do it. Somebody to do it. But even if we're not going to do it, what's with davening for Shalom? I mean, to really have kavanah. We think davening just means we say some mumbo jumbo words, and you know what I mean. We have to, you know, in the bang of hearts, and you know, take 3 steps forward, 3 steps backwards, and bow, and this and that. Davening means talking to Hashem about what? No, it's true. We daven every day in Shemoneh Esrei, every single day for Mashiach. We daven every single day for Shalom. I have a sneaking suspicion that by the time we get to Shalom Yircha and Shemoneh Esrei, we're spaced out. I don't know where. Maybe we wake up again. We don't wake up again. 5 minutes to daven for Mashiach. That's what it says there. You don't want to say the words Mashiach because the words Mashiach sound like, again, you're from Crown Heights. Good. So say, we want to daven 5 minutes so that we should get the Paradum. I would like to get sprinkled by the Paraduma and bring the Shepsel. Why do we want to do this? And then You know how we're really going to get the part of the Gemara, Rabbi Zayin? If we daven for Shalom and Chal Yisho. I mean, you're talking over the chonk on Shabbos morning that this guy's a this and this guy's a that, and I could solve the problem. And forget about that. Because man, there's no Lashon Hara, no Rechilas, and no Sinim. When we talk about it on Shabbos, so it's, let's say it's Mutter. But Lamaisa? What's with Lamaisa? What's with Lamaisa? Spent a lot of time on this Mishnah Berurah. I'm saying again this time. It's a pachad. We got to get in to see the play. We got to get in to see the play. And we can't be satisfied with taking ticket stubs. We got to fight our Molech from within to make sure that we're a rangatan. We're involved. We're involved in the mitzvah. We got to be a spalo and think about Klal Yisrael. Everything is gewaltig. What is everything gewaltig? It is 12. We're going to have 12 minyanim next week every day in this show. People are going to be learning. Meiridik. People are going to matzes. Meiridik. It's not Meiridik. It is Meiridik. What's with the Gom Pesach? Rabbi, don't bother me with the Gom Pesach. I got enough to clean my house. Wait till I have the Gom Pesach. What Gom Pesach? You know, as we said last week, Parsha Zohar. It's a tumult. You say Zeche, the women come, and what can I say for Torah? All the things. What's the mitzvah about? The mitzvah is Tahir HaMolek. You know, by the time we finish with all the things we're involved with, all the details of the mitzvah, we forget what the mitzvah is about. Cleaning for Pesach. My ridic, cleaning for Pesach, buying for Pesach, shopping for Pesach. Last night I cashed in the sink for Pesach already. Turned me. Yeah. It's a tumult. Right? And if you're going to a hotel, see so this and that, and tickets and whatever, you come to Leil Seder. Okay, what's it all about, Rabbi Zayin? It's not about the grandchildren saying Manishtana, or our children saying Manishtana, or we saying Manishtana. It's not what it's about. It's a wonderful thing. And it's not about everybody saying, come on, quickly, I'm exhausted, I'm going to fall asleep. What? I had a Rebbe, Erev Pesach turned off the phones in his house, and everybody went to bed. Everybody had to go to bed. Instead of, and this year especially we could do it because, you know, we have an extra hour of Pesach. I know it never works. We have an extra hour. So we'll go to bed. We'll go to bed. Because the Seder is about saying, Hashem, you took us out of Mitzrayim. Hashem, you're going to take us back there to Shul. That's just Dr. Gans to say that. You took us out of a triumph with all the makis and all that. It's unbelievable. Hold over the Oibna Malena Chaloseinu. Right? Mashiach opened the door. Eliyahu, oh, that same thing again. There goes the rabbi again with the Mashiach business. That's Dr. to say that. He shamda. We want to get out. Do we want to get out? Do you even think about getting out? Everybody say, we got to get in to see the play. I'm just wondering, it's a Peltic Azach Parshas Pora. The leaning of Parshas Pora. The spalo, the fun of Yizbarach, Shagam, Oleinu, Yizrak, Mayim, Toyer, and Meir. Shalom b'zeicher, Rabbi Zayin, to have shalom and Klal Yisrael. Shalom b'zeicher, Rabbi Zayin, as a result of shalom and Klal Yisrael, to have a Parah Aduma. What's a Parah Aduma? A Parah Aduma means Mashiach. No, that's it. Finish. What else a Parah Aduma? And I have a feeling that, you know what? If we make peace, and if we daven, he might come. If we don't make peace and we don't daven, he might come also. But if we make peace, and we daven, we have a much better chance. So I'd like to collectively wish all of us a Hatzlacha Rabbah. And we should be zeichet to do it. Okay? You're incredible for coming. Next week, we're still going to try to come. Slow the pace. I'm still going to come. Next week, we have Shiedet. Okay? Call to everybody. Hatzlacha Rabbah.